anyone familiar with the scriptures has to wonder about this gospel, for ringing through the whole New Testament, especially in the letters of St. Paul, is the idea that we are free from the law, and the law does not justify, and the law does not bind us. And yet now we hear Jesus say, "Do you think I have come to abolish the law of the prophets? I have not come to abolish them. And amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, the smallest letter, the smallest part of a letter will not pass from the law. And whoever breaks one of these least of commandments and teaches others to do so." And so what does that mean? Are Jesus and Paul kind of at odds with each other about the relationship that we have with the law of the Lord? And the answer, of course, is no. Jesus is talking about the Torah. He is talking about the law that God himself gave to humanity. It is the word of God. It is unchanging, and it is forever. The law that Paul talks about is the consequence of an event in Israel a century or so before the birth of Christ, when there arose among the Jewish people the rabbis, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. And the issue was this: the Torah, which is the word of God, which touches, as Jesus says in the rest of the Gospels, not behavioral modification, but the heart, the human heart. And that what the rabbis did, they said, you know, for us to deal personally with God, for us to really have this in the depths of our hearts, this relationship with the Lord, is dangerous and it's difficult. And sometimes it can be gut-wrenching. The prophet Jeremiah even says, what is more torturous than the human heart, and who can understand it? Knowing the human beings and the struggles that we have, no one has gone through life without having some kind of hurt in their heart. No one has gone through life without having some kind of joy in their heart. We know that it is sometimes uncontrollable, and we know that it is sometimes difficult. And we know that Jeremiah was insightful when he says how torturous that really is. So the rabbis decided they would make it less torturous. It would be less difficult to deal with the Lord. They would build a safety net. And that safety net was to particularize the Torah, the laws of the Lord, and so that we could follow them and not have to worry about actually dealing with God. And so by the time Jesus came, the rabbis had constructed 636 laws that were applicable to everyday life. Now, not all of the Jews knew all 636 laws, but they were woven into the fabric of their life. And so as long as they stayed there, they were the just men. As long as they stayed there, they were the elect. They did not have to grapple with God. They did not have to wrestle with the Lord as Jacob did. They did not have to struggle with the Lord in the desert. They did not have to do any of those things. They could just simply live within the safety net that the rabbis had created for them. And Paul says that must be abolished. Because faith and relationship with Jesus Christ, faith and relationship of the Hebrew people with the Father, was a matter not of behavior, it was a matter of the heart. And the Torah was there to protect the heart from all sorts of abuse and violence, and to protect it in such a way it would be free to be able to seek the living God. It's something I think that we have to think about from time to time. I remember about maybe 30 years ago, there was a group of us priests sitting around, and we had been reading the life of St. Charles de Foucault, the French hermit of the desert who was murdered in the early part of the 20th century. But he had a prayer called the Prayer of Abandonment. So we're reading the Prayer of Abandonment, and we kind of looked at each other, and everybody was thinking the same thing. Do we really dare pray this prayer? Do you really dare let loose of your life and entrust it to the Lord? Look what he does with it. Look at the apostles, all but one were killed. Look at the Carmelite sisters of the French Revolution. revolution, there would be heaven. Look at Francis of Assisi sleeping outdoors with nothing. Do we really want to trust ourselves to that God whom we know is the Lord? But isn't that dangerous? And that's exactly what St. Paul intended it to be, dangerous. And that's intended exactly with the Lord, the God of Israel. He led a dangerous life for his people. But in the end, the obedience, and in the end, the friendship, and in the end, the bonding of hearts brought wonder and greatness into people's lives and into the world. This is what the gospel is all about today. Jesus has not come to say that the word of God was temporary and no longer applies. He said the fundamental word of God, the fundamental law of God, is what we need in order to live whole human lives. That, as a matter of fact, we may not tamper with it or touch it in any way. And he goes through the rest of the gospel saying, but it's a matter of the human heart. It's not a matter of the rabbinic law. And that's exactly what St. Paul says. We are free from the safety nets that would keep us from encountering the living God. But we must, in fact, to truly believe, be vulnerable to God's actions and work within our lives, within our hearts, within our own stories. And when that happens, then we have discovered what it means. How many things can we be asked to do in contemporary society? Oh well, it's too hard. Oh well, that's too inconvenient. Oh well, that's too difficult. I can rationalize my way out of it. And so could the rabbis rationalize their way out of it. And eventually, there's very little left. Eventually, there's only a behavioral mode that doesn't run very deep within the human person if we do that. We must be vulnerable, pay the price to be a friend of the Lord. We must pay a price to let our hearts, in a torturous relationship oftentimes with God, be vulnerable to his grace and his wisdom and all that he does for us and for others. The gospel today is shredding the very law that Paul shreds, but reaffirming God's word as the foundation of human society and the foundation of human behavior, which liberates us to be free and whole human persons. Everyone takes the risk of love in their life in some way, shape, or form. Every couple that gets engaged is preparing to run a great risk in their life. What will this be, and what will this become? If they had a safety net where they never had to do that, then they would never really have to face the struggles, the torturousness of the human heart. Then they would never really be able to come to grips with the deepest parts of life. But everybody strives for that. Everybody seeks that. And the Lord himself is the one who tells us how to find it, who tells us where to go to discover it. And where to go is deep inside of ourselves. For there, the love of God abides. And there is where we seek to find his will, his ways, and his promise. The gospel today tears away the exteriors of our faith and exposes us in our hearts to the truth of the living God. Let us reflect upon it. Let us pray about it. And ask ourselves, how vulnerable am I? How could I even pray the prayer of abandonment? How could I ever do something like that? We have to reflect and pray, ask for the wisdom and the grace and the strength to truly be disciples of the Lord.